Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Absolute Radio presenter Jay Lawrence walking down a beach.
Signor Duval! Mr. Duval! Transatlantic call for you, Mr. Duval! I'm a vampire!
Cheers, Jay. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where, of course, real music matters. Yeah, we know that. We say it enough. I think Ben Burrell says it 1 million times a day.
Yeah, he says it every morning when he wakes up. Chants it.
What else matters, though, to us are our good friends with DIY Benefits, Wix. And they're telling me to tell you that it is time to get summer ready. It's June, for heaven's sake. And they've got everything you need. They've got fantastic deals on what can only be described as outdoor essentials. Mm-hmm. You can shop in-store, online, or via the Wix app. I mean, you're going to get great deals on fencing and trellis and decking and sleepers and then all the usual stuff like paint and flooring and tiles. Yeah. It's all there. And to celebrate, as we do every Friday, we've got your chance to win a Wix gift card worth £250 as we play Watered Down. Yeah. Matt, how does this work?
Well, who doesn't love the humble hose, Dave? I know, I certainly do. And so this morning I've watered down a song from the Absolute Radio playlist. Mm. I am stripping out all of the music and I will treat you to an a cappella spoken word version. I have watered it down. If you correctly identify the song, you win the £250 Wix gift card.
Okay, Matt, thank you very much indeed. Well, listen to this, everybody. Can you identify the song? Matt, take it away.
You used to get it in your fishnets. Now you only get it in your nightdress. Discarded all the naughty nights for niceness. Landed in a very common crisis. Everything's in order in a black hole. Nothing seems as pretty as the past, though. That Bloody Mary is lacking in Tabasco. Remember when you used to be a rascal?
People are waking up to that.
No, sorry,
it's like being told off by a weird gambling advert.
The fun has definitely stopped, Glenn, let me tell you.
I thought it was more John Cooper Clarke inspired, which I think, yeah, I think is an influence on this particular artist.
You sound like the guy who owned the club I used to erotically dance in during the early noughties.
Yeah. You've got gumption, kid.
Cellophane kid, welcome to stage.
Mr. Cellophane, here he is.
So, can you correctly identify that song? If you can and you want to win a Wix gift card worth £250, call right now. Producer Scarlett is standing by. 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215. Your T's and C's live online.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
From the biggest transformations to the smallest changes, don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix.
Wix can sort you out. They've got fantastic deals on outdoor essentials. You can shop in-store, online, or via the Wix app. Great deals on fencing and trellis and decking and sleepers and paint and all that stuff. And to celebrate you all getting ready for the summer, we have a Wix gift card worth £250 to give away as we play Watered Down. Presently, Matt Dyson gave us a Watered Down, effectively a spoken word rendition of a song from the Absolute Radio playlist, and all you needed to do was correctly identify it to win the gift card. Joining us right now on line one is Jenna. Good morning, Jenna.
Good morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Morning. Hello. Jenna.
The warmest of welcomes to the show, Jenna. Happy Friday to you.
Oh, happy Friday too. It's amazing.
Right, OK, let's have another little listen to Matt Dyson, shall we? Here's a reminder. Here we go.
You used to get it in your fishnets. Now you only get it in your nightdress. Discarded all the naughty nights for niceness. Landed in a very common crisis. Everything's in order in a black hole. Nothing seems as pretty as the past, though. That Bloody Mary is lacking in Tabasco. Remember when you used to be a rascal?
Okay, so Jenna, effectively, name that tune.
Arctic Monkeys for us in adolescence.
Absolutely right. You've won yourself the Wix gift card. Now, we were talking during that last song, Jenna. Tell everybody about your garden.
My garden. Oh, so the front garden, amazing. Back garden, hidden away, absolute mess, overgrown.
It's always the way.
Fencing, painting, patio slabs, everything. Poor me.
Poor you. So this Wix gift card's going to go a long way to getting you summer ready. Oh, that's great,
amazing.
Jenna.
Thank you so much for that. I appreciate that.
Oh, it's a pleasure. So what do you do, Jenna? What's on the agenda today?
So I'm working at the moment. I work for Love Honey, the sexual happiness people.
Yeah.
Overseeing the good thing department today, but 1 o'clock, I'm home and I'm dry.
Yes.
And I'm ready for the weekend.
So, Love Honey, you watch all the products come in?
Yeah, literally. So I see truck after truck.
Yeah, truck after truck, Mecca-dobber, betting pencil.
It's when you see those trucks and you think holidays are coming. It's like the Coca-Cola line, isn't it?
It's Christmas
coming.
Every day. It's Christmas every day.
What a great way of plugging your business that you work for, Jenna. My goodness. Listen, good...
Yeah, other sexual happiness companies are available. So I'm told.
Oh dear. I can't wait for the PR company to hear this and the delivery arrive. Because as we know, I always like to share out the stuff that I get sent. Anna, may I? Glenn, would you like to take one of these home with you? Producer Scarlett Patel? Hypebeast Womble, would you take this? Matt, I don't know what this does. I don't know what it does, but you take this with you. Take this on the train back to Hastings and your seaside pile. You're welcome. Merry Christmas, everyone.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Coming up to 10 minutes past 7 on your Friday morning, you're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, as does that man sat in front of me right now. His ability to socially arm us all.
Well, yes, I've dipped my toe into the murky, bemusing world of TikTok once again, where the success of the Binley mega chippy has now led to extra police patrols in Coventry to deal with the crowds. It's getting out of hand.
My goodness.
The Gen Zers are also obsessing over Louis Theroux's rap Jiggle Jiggle Still. I mean, this, I think it was released a couple of weeks ago. And earlier in the week on Social Ammo, we heard the Linkin Park version, which was quite astounding, really. Excellent work. Jiggle, jiggle as if it was by Linkin Park.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle. It's bold, I like to see you wiggle, wiggle. For sure, it makes me want to dribble, dribble. You know, riding in my Fiat, really had to see it. 6 feet 2 in the car.
Really good, really good. And now we have a cover version by St. John's Voices. They are a choir from St. John's Chapel in Cambridge. We are talking Jiggle, Jiggle as an Anglican chant.
Wow.
If you can believe such a thing, here it is.
It's the kind of song that I shave to.
There's a lot of people involved in making this happen. Riding in my Fiat.
Again, as Glenn pointed out earlier, people are waking up to this.
It's really unclear from that, like, what the lyrics are.
Yeah.
You wouldn't bat an eyelid if you heard that on Scarlett. Yeah, so but it makes me wonder, what are the lyrics to all the other songs we've been hearing? we've got that in the Champions League one. Yeah. Those are the only ones we know any of the lyrics to.
That's based on.
Did Louis Theroux pen them all?
He's behind everything. Also, on TikTok, one more thing for you. Yeah, American fans of the Harry Potter books and the film franchise have been talking about stuff. So people in the States talking about stuff they thought was from the magical world of Harry Potter,
right,
but is actually real in the UK. This is a sort of roundup of what they thought was magical but isn't. Here it is.
What in Harry Potter did you think was magic but later realized it was just British? People selling you stuff off a trolley on trains. Thought that was so cool and then went to the UK for real. Schoolhouses. Prefects. The name Hermione. Scotland.
Scotland!
Oh, my God. I thought Scotland was made up.
You know,
Prefects. Braveheart, the famous Harry Potter spin-off. It's like Fantastic Beasts.
I remember a few years ago, there was a story that Kenneth Branagh's Richard III had tanked in America, and they wondered why, and it was because a lot of people said they weren't going to go and watch it because they hadn't seen one or two yet.
I love it. Amazing stuff. So that's your social ammo action. It's viral, it's trending, it's gaining traction.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It is time once again to get the grey matter a-tickling and earn yourself a shout-out here on The Breakfast Show. Yes, it is time for the Wiki Quiz. I have three entries from a celebrity's Wikipedia in front of me. But whose Wikipedia have I extracted them from? If you could figure that out, you'll get your shout out. So I need your names, your answers, where you are right now, and a flavour of what you're doing on a Friday morning around this time. The number is 8-12-15, and these are the paragraphs. Paragraph 11. Did Louis Theroux write this?
He might have done, yeah.
Paragraph 11, line 7. This celebrity is a qualified helicopter pilot.
Oh, okay.
Paragraph 8, line 2. This celebrity trained as an electrician before becoming an actor. And finally, paragraph 8, line 7. This celebrity first came to prominence on our TVs as a lovelorn shop assistant alongside Ronnie Barker.
Ah.
They are your three entries from this person's Wikipedia page. But whose is it? Your names, your answers, your locale, and what you're up to 8-12-15. That's 8-12-15. And some of you will be getting a shout-out next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Ever look at other gardens and think, how can I get my garden looking that great? Wix have you covered. From garden furniture to paint and fencing, start that DIY project today.
Be house proud with Wix.
7:25 on your Friday morning. So many of you out there have earned your shout-out today. Oh, yes, you have. So we know this celebrity from their Wikipedia is a qualified helicopter pilot, a trained electrician, and first came to prominence on our TVs as a lovelorn shop assistant alongside Ronnie Barker. Matt?
Yeah, that was the one that clinched it for me. Granville, wasn't he?
Yeah.
David Jason.
Sir David Jason is correct on the Wiki Quiz. Well done to Mitchell on the way to work at Neath Council, Ray Ray Donkey tinkering in his shed before he goes to work, and still on a high from finding out on Monday that his wife is pregnant with twins.
Oh.
Congratulations to Ray and Ray. Mrs. Donkey as well. It's lovely stuff. Lana on her way to make flowers for four separate weddings, Paul Lambert driving to work in a Jurassic Park Jeep. Jenny in Stirling on her way to do her social worky thang. Alison Dale, who is teaching makeup lessons to the trans community during Pride Month in Greater Manchester. Jess Jennings in Rotherham getting her son ready for Harry Potter Day at school. Tommy Manchester packing tights. Ian, Faye and Omar living the dream at work. And Steve Hannon, the Burkham Butcher, putting the front on. Woo! Well done to you all. It was, of course, Sir David Jason.
Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Good morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where it is time, once again, as part of 10 weeks of tickets, to give you a chance, along with someone you love very much, to go to the Isle of Wight Festival, where, amongst others, you'll see the musical stylings of Kasabian, Blossoms, The Kooks, Muse, and even Naughty's legend, oh yeah, Shaggy. And so for the final time this week, we're going to play It Wasn't Me. Matt Dyson, remind us what goes on
here,
please.
It's time to get fobbed off with a fib once again, isn't it? It's the Fibonacci sequence. Two-faced, duplicitous, disingenuous facts from the Breakfast Show family. And myself, Glenn and Anna will give you a fact from our lives. But one of us is lying just like Shaggy in It Wasn't Me.
Although, actually, someone pointed out yesterday that it wasn't Shaggy that lied.
It's Shaggy's friend that's lying.
He's just egging him on.
Yeah. He's, like, covering for him, I think.
He,
So one of us is lying like Shaggy's friend, who he egged on that time. If you can sort the facts from the fiction, you win. It's that simple.
Thank you, Matt Dyson. By the way, team, this morning's theme is Nights Out. I want stories from big nights out. One of them will be a lie, two will be true. If you want to come on and stand any chance of winning tickets to the Isle of Wight Festival, you need to call me right now. The number is 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215. T's and C's online.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Walls looking a little lifeless? Get Crown Matte Emulsion Paint in pure brilliant white 10 litre for just £10. Don't miss out. Shop online or in store today.
Be house proud with Wix.
7.45 on your Friday morning. Now, next week on 10 Weeks of Tickets, we are still focused fully on the Isle of Wight Festival. So if you don't win today, don't worry. There's more chances on home time and there will be more chances on breakfast next week. However, it is the final time that we're going to play, which is a shame because it's really opened up the team here. Some of your stories, whether they be true or lies, have really given us an insight into the darker reaches of your minds and the lives that you live outside of the studio walls. So I'm going to miss it for one. But effectively, if you're joining us for the first time, Matt, Anna and Glenn are going to tell us an anecdote. Today's topic is nights out, stories from big nights out. One of them is telling a lie. It wasn't me. You need to identify that person to win a pair of tickets. And playing this morning is Daniel. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning.
Welcome along to the show. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am indeed, yes.
Okay, have a listen to this anecdote from Matt Dyson and work out whether you think it's true or not. Matt, take it away.
It wasn't me, but I did once go to an event hosted by an organisation called the Champagne Bureau, which I'd never heard of before. They were like a trade organisation for champagne. I was invited to a tasting, and I went with my friend Andre. Remember our old friend Andre?
He
lives in Australia now. He's emigrated.
He?
But we were
Is this key to the story?
No.
Because
I don't know, Daniel,
but he's probably got a job to go to. He's got a busy family life.
The Champagne Bureau hosts an annual tasting event where you go to this posh hotel in London and there's just vintage champagne, every single different type of champagne everywhere.
Wow.
And Oz Clark from Food and Drink was there.
Ask your parents.
Gilly Goulden was there. And we got a personal...
The Gilly Goulden?
Yeah. Hang on.
It's hard to believe.
The Gilly Goulden is a great name for a podcast.
I hate it when you stumble across just a Gilly Goulden and it's not the Gilly Goulden.
Gilly?
Anyway, so we had a personal...
Please call me Gillian. We're only on
We spent
first
the whole evening there having a personalised tasting session with Oz Clark and Gilly. And they had these little containers and you're supposed to spit it out, obviously, when you're tasting champagne.
The only others have got a stellar story as well.
Yeah,
there's too many details. It sounds like you're panicking.
Yeah. Best evening of my life. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Best evening of your life.
It was
involved Gilly Goulden.
and Andre, who now lives in Australia. You remember Andre? What a story. What a story,
I'm amazed
Daniel.
The Hovis bed didn't kick in.
No.
The Hovis bed didn't. We'll put that in post.
Okay. Daniel, make sure you tell all your mates that story tonight when you get to the pub, won't you?
If I'll remember.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of details. Anna, big night out. Come on.
Right, okay, I'll try and keep this short, shall I?
Well,
it wasn't me, Dave, but I once had such an epic night out in Liverpool that I fell asleep on the train home. My dad was due to pick me up from a train station near where we lived at the time.
Okay.
He came onto the platform, saw me asleep, had to stop at each station before I finally woke up at the end of the line, which was
He could see you asleep on the train?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I wasn't picking up my phone, you know.
So it's like that hybrid of Thomas the Tank Engine and Taken. So did he eventually pick you up at Stoke-on-Trent?
Yeah, 30 miles away.
Well, I mean, I hope that story is true, but who knows? Glenn?
It wasn't me, Dave, but once on a night out at the Embrace nightclub in Sheffield, I got to go backstage at the VIP area in Freshers Week where Carlton Banks was.
Wow.
And he thought I was one of the staff and I ended up serving him drinks out of awkwardness.
Oh.
Just went along with it.
Wow. Daniel, it's a lot to take in, I know. But for your chance to be at the Isle of Wight Festival, who's telling a lie?
I would say Glenn.
Glenn?
You're right. It wasn't me.
Oh, congratulations, Daniel. Well, what that means, I mean, the most remarkable. You actually met Ginny Goulding. I can't believe that, man. Wow.
Hard to take it,
isn't it? I definitely thought you were lying. Yeah. Wow.
The only person who's got two stars on a Hollywood Walk of Fame is Ginny Goulding.
Because you do Bruce Lee first, you hope you haven't run out of film. Daniel, congratulations. Well done, mate. We'll let you go. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Yeah, we've got more Ginny Goulding chat. She once entered a Ginny Goulding lookalike contest and lost.
I hear she does all her own stunts.
She does, yeah.
Ginny, if you're listening, it's not... Sorry, it's not you, it's us, etc. Right, so... what was I saying? Something about... Oh, yeah, Isle of Wight Festival. Bush and Richie, 4 o'clock, home time show, always good. Your chance to win tickets there. If you don't go, we've got you covered. Champers, Ben Burrell, Daniel Perry, Claire Sturgis, Bush and Richie are all going to be there bringing you live performances from the likes of Muse, Kasabian and Blossoms to name but a few.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's Friday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where I can't believe it has now been over a week since I received a very special invitation from comedy legend Mr. Paul Whitehouse.
Fancy yourself a bit, don't you? So why don't you come and do a little cameo? Obviously, we wouldn't give you too much because it requires, you know, years of training and... dedication. So that's just some DJ who leaps from his way onto the western stage for a bit of glory. What do you think?
So, I've made my decision.
Yes.
The answer, Paul Whitehouse. No. No thanks. No. I'm kidding.
Yeah, of course he's doing it.
Now, I've got 17 sleeps until I take to the West End stage. Yeah, it's happening on Thursday, the 23rd of June. If you've already got tickets to be seeing it that evening, then...
You're in for a treat.
Hello! It's me from the morning! I'm going to be playing a waiter in a posh restaurant where Del takes Raquel on their first ever date. Last night, I got sent my line.
Oh, wow.
I would like you, the team, to workshop it.
Mate, I think you should do it in your Sean Bean impression. You know, come on.
Oh,
Come on, mate. Signor Duval, Mr. Duval. Transatlantic call for you, Mr. Duval, mate. Come on, mate. You must accept it, mate.
Oh, I mean, Paul Whitehouse didn't see this coming, did he? I could totally derail the whole show.
Yes,
I could do it as...
You should do.
Mr. Duval, Signor Duval! Hey. It's me, Ben! Transatlantic call for you, Mr. Duval! Yes! I was born to be an Italian waiter! Oh, the cast are going to love me, aren't they?
If you put a glass to your lips, if you're going to do Bane, if you put a glass to your mouth, you can basically do it as Darth Vader, which no one would be expecting. So,
Signor Duval... Mr. Duval. Transatlantic call for you, Mr. Duval.
I think it really changed the tone of the show.
Oh, hang on. Paul Whitehouse has texted me. I also, as soon as I received it, I emailed it out to a load of our friends here at Absolute Radio, and they've given it their best shot. I woke up this morning to some incredible voice notes. Sarah Champion.
Who's the proper actor?
Hey, Signor Duval? Mr. Duval? Transatlantic call for you, Mr. Duval.
Intimidatingly good.
Really good.
Yeah, I know.
Really good.
But I didn't need to hear that, you know. I didn't want that.
Yeah.
And then there was the Queen of Rock, Leona Graham.
Signor Duval, Mr. Duval, transatlantic call for you, Mr. Duval. Slash his hands.
And then she just said it out again. Couldn't believe it. Yes, that's my line, and everybody's giving it a go. In fact, coming up after this next song, The Sturge and Jay Lawrence have a go.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
8:15 on your Friday morning. So on Thursday the 23rd of June, after Paul Whitehouse very kindly invited me to have a role in Only Fools and Horses, the musical, I will be taken to the stage at the Theatre Royal Haymarket here in London.
Yeah.
We are nearer the time. I'm going to give you a chance to win tickets to be there and see my West End debut. So my line is, Signor Duval, Mr. Duval, transatlantic call for you, Mr. Duval. That's how I'm planning on delivering it.
They're downbeat.
Yeah. That restaurant's about to close, isn't it?
Well, they kind of be the Marlon Brando of the whole piece. So everyone's been having a go at it, including Jay Lawrence, who was so desperate to get in on the action. He's on holiday at the moment, and he recorded three different versions for us, and he was walking along a beach in Greece.
Nice.
Here we go. Here's version one.
Signor Duval, Mr. Duval, transatlantic call for you, Mr. Duval, I'm a vampire.
Yeah, Bush went down the vampire route as well. It's an easy road to go down. Got to be careful. I don't think anyone's ever said that the waiter's Italian, which, by the way, is what that's meant to be.
Yeah.
It's just what people are...
presuming.
Yeah, the presumption that he's Italian. Here we go.
Signor Duval, Mr. Duval... transatlantic call for you, Mr. Duval.
Imagine someone waiting on you who sounded like that. You'd be petrified to order, wouldn't you?
My wife.
He's very Borat-y. Okay, and this is take three.
Signor Duval, Mr. Duval. Transatlantic call for you, Mr. Duval.
I like that one.
That's very Only Fools and Horses, isn't it?
Well, it's the best of the three, Jay, and, what a bunch to pick from. And then the Sturge got involved. Now, the Sturge has really kind of opened herself up to this. Mm. The inner workings, the whole lot.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's go inside the actor's studio, shall we, with Claire Sturgis.
Morning, Dave and the Breakfast crew. It's Claire Sturgis here. Hope you're well. OK, I reckon you could try it this way. The waiter has clearly misunderstood what he's supposed to be doing for Del Boy. So with no attempt at an Italian accent, he just belts out the line, getting it so very badly wrong. Signor Duval... Mr. Duval, transatlantic call for you, Mr. Duval.
Right.
I don't know what that accent was, I'm sorry.
No.
Or maybe he gets the name wrong.
Oh.
Signor Duval.
Oh.
Mr. Duval. Transatlantic call for you, Mr. Duval. Or you can just go down the route of just being lovely and charming and really playing up to Raquel. Signor Duval. Mr. Duval, transatlantic call for you, Mr. Duval.
Yeah, very nice.
4 years of Amdram, Dave. Very good there, anyway, good luck, matey. Break a leg.
Cheers, Sturge. I like the last one.
Very good.
Yeah, really good.
I mean, I don't think they're going to want me to start improvising with it.
No, well, yeah.
You don't want to be that guy, do you?
No,
you know,
true,
like the rest of the cast, they're there plus matinees, and all of a sudden I'm full jazz hands in
it. Well, it's a lot of thought gone into it. It's just this one line. There's so many different ways you can do it. I can't wait to see which one you actually go with.
Run on from side of stage, knee slide in front of where Del and Raquel are sat, and then like deliver it.
Yes,
sparkle fingers.
Maybe take a bow after.
Yeah.
We're my absolute radio peeps.
Derail the whole
We're
show.
We're my ticket winners. Oh, again, Paul Whitehouse's text.
Yeah.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Walls looking a little lifeless? Get crafted by Crown 10-litre matte emulsion paint for just £10. Don't miss out. Shop online or in store today.
Don't be house barrassed. Be house proud with Wix.
It's Friday morning. The time is 8:27. And right now on the show, it is time for one of those moments that I always like to file away under Nobody Wins. Basically, yesterday afternoon, whilst the Hypebeast Womble executive producer Mark and producer Scarlett were ringing around to get Claire Sturgis and Jay, who's on holiday in Greece, to do the line that I'm going to deliver in Only Fools and Horses, the musical... the Hypebeast almost started to give it a go himself.
Oh, great. Oh, he's workshopping one of his characters again.
Yeah,
isn't he?
You know what he's like with his characters. Yeah. With all his voices and stories. That we endure while you listen to all the great songs we play. Real anecdotes matter, that would be my slogan. So, I've got the audio.
Ooh.
Okay. As I say, no one wins here. Particularly not the Hypebeast. Now, I could put the Only Fools music under it, but I've decided against that. I've found something more fitting.
Oh.
Here we go.
Signor Duval. Mr. Duval. Transatlantic call for you. Mr. Duval.
See, you've gone down the Dracula route.
Signor Duvali, Mr. Duvali, transatlantic call for you, sir. Mr. Duvali.
That's not very good, is it?
Oh, that was brilliant.
Mr. Duval. No. No. Oh, let me try again. Hold on.
Oh, don't try again.
Hold on. What's the name of that guy that's on now?
This is where it gets really bad.
Gino De Campo. Holly Phil. Oh, no. Signor Duval, Mr. Duval, transatlantic call for you, Mr. Duval.
That was good.
Holly Willoughby.
Oh, right, so we're going to leave it there.
I think these are brilliant.
That was okay.
Oh, dear. Dear, dear me. Thank you, Mark. I'll take your suggestions under consideration.
He's still Gino.
What are you cooking up today, Executive Producer Mark? Dave Berry Breakfast Show. 8:35 on your Friday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And what else matters to us is pizza and Chicago. Chicago Town gets their pizza inspiration from Chicago, with bases like the famous deep dish or tiger crust. And all week, we've been playing Do Me the Money, where listeners have been coming on air and answering questions to win cold, hard cash. But the winning doesn't stop there. Today is the grand finale. Matt, talk us through what's going to happen.
Well, Dave, today we have invited all four contestants from this week back onto the show, and we're going to ask them all a closest to the pin question. Whoever gets closest to the correct answer will win a trip to Chicago, 3-night stay at the Chicago Townhouse, a boat tour of the city, a pizza tour, and a pizza-making class. So let's hope they like pizza.
So, yes. Now, when answering the questions across the week, we've had to provide a little bit of help for our winners so far. Which country beat England 1-0 in their opening Nations League fixture on Saturday?
Hungary?
It is Hungary, yes! Well done, well done. I was getting suspicious of these long pauses. Yeah, yeah. We are fully aware of the concept of Google here, Emma. Don't do it to me.
At least challenge yourself. Use Bing.
Are you a cricket fan?
I am, yeah.
Great, that's another £200. Well done. Which band released an album named Rumours in 1977?
I'm going to say Queen.
So, was it Fleetwood Mac or Slipknot?
Oh, Fleetwood Mac.
Yay! Well done! Which electric car company was co-founded by billionaire Elon Musk in 2003?
I only know Tesla.
Oh, I don't know. I have another go.
Just switch the letters.
Yeah, just switch. So just close. Say Tess.
Tess.
Tesla. Tesla. Yeah. It's not our money. Well done to all of our winners. And so, as Matt said, Emma, James, Ashley and Diane, they are back on air, all waiting with bated breath. We asked them the following tie-break question. As the crow flies, how many miles separate London and Chicago? So Emma said 4,000, James said 3,945, Ashley also said 4,000, and Diane said 1,832. So the answer to the question is 6,370 miles. So drama abound, everyone. That means Emma and Ashley have drawn. Right. So then for the first time in my long career, we had to do a tiebreaker for the tiebreaker.
This is a tiebreaker for the tiebreaker.
Oh. And we asked another question and we have our winner waiting on the line. This person is going to be going and staying at the Chicago Townhouse, enjoying all the pizza Chicago has to offer. And they'll be taking all of their winnings with them.
Yes.
And that person is... Ashley! Congratulations, you've done it!
Oh my God, you're joking.
We are not joking. Well done, you were nearest the pin on the tiebreaker to the tiebreaker to the tie-breaking question. Bravo.
I was talking all around the house thinking, why did I guess so high? I didn't think I was going to get it.
You did. You've won it. You are going to be going to Chicago, staying at the famous townhouses, enjoying all of the pizza they've got to offer. And you've got your £800 winnings from Wednesday's show. So well done to you, Ashley.
Oh, I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. I can't believe it. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
That's a pleasure. Thank you for tuning into the show. We'll speak to you soon.
Oh, champion.
Cheers, Ashley. Take care now. That was all thanks to Chicago Town. Pizza, yeah, they go to town on it.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Dulux standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion was £19, now £14. Shop in-store or download the Wix app.
Be house proud with Wix.
It's Friday morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. We have a lot of it across our 10 different playlists, and we have no repeats for you until 5 p.m. So why not go and download that free Absolute Radio app? Or you can ask your smart speaker to do your bidding for you. Right now, though, when it's time for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition...
Extra!
What you got for us?
Well, you asked for some Josh Pugh the other day. A friend of the show, Josh Pugh, the Brummie comedian, friend of Glenn Moore, who it turns out is a member of the partially sighted England football team.
Yeah, and Josh just posted a picture about that on his Instagram.
Did he? Oh, wow.
The day that Glenn mentioned it, and I didn't know, and suddenly it's all come together. What an incredible human being.
Earlier in the week, we heard him mocking contestants on Love Island, the sensitive guy, but it's time for the Josh Pugh clip of the week, in which a spy is justifying his expenses to the office. It's back home. Here it is.
Aqualand is one of Europe's biggest water parks. It's following a lead, obviously. That's what I'm here to do. I've got to stay all day now. I can't just go and come out again. It looks suspicious. I've got a season pass, so that's why it's that much. But I can go back as many times as I need to now in the next 12 months. So if anyone else needs trailing there, that's... It's a good deal, really. That's not an expense. You can cross that off, because I actually won that at Adventure Golf. But I'm out there by myself. I've got to have downtime. I can't just sit in the safe house the whole time. It's boring. Key rings for the girls in the office. Little gift for them. Things for the bank. Nice thing to do, I thought. Okay, I shouldn't have gotten personalised. It's a breach, whatever, but... Well, I'll just get them toe rollers next time, shall I? Thoughtless, that is. I'll just get them toe rollers. Don't get them anything.
Okay.
But it's just morale, isn't it? Keep morale up.
Oh, amazing. Brilliant.
Amazing insight into the real life of a spy. I'll share it on the socials. You can see it for yourself. You'll be talking about it later. And I've saved your data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it. Time to bid you farewell from a week's worth of The Breakfast Show and wish you all a happy weekend. We leave you with a brand new edition of the podcast. And Matt, there are three suggestions today.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the naming responsibilities away from you.
Okay, good.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Because we've got a hybrid of Thomas the Tank Engine and Taken, which was a wonderful story told by Anna.
Dad, yeah.
We've got the Gilly Goulden.
The Gilly Goulden.
That was one of your stories. Mm. But I'm afraid, because it came from your lips,
yeah.
I'm going to have to name the podcast something you said early doors, and we actually enjoyed as a replay, which was other sexual health happiness companies are available.
Yeah,
I didn't
expect to be saying that today.
No, but no one expects you to say that. But I just think sitting alongside the previous podcast, The Sunk Cost Fallacy, and it was after Mr. Cellophane that I retired. I think it's just going to make a happy little trio, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday there in a row. Ooh. For all our subscribers.
Nice.
It works. Up next, news on how we can make you a winner. Today, it's £100,000. If you win it, we'll make sure it's in your bank account so you can get spending across the weekend. We're all going to be back on Monday morning at 6 a.m. So until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.